So Baruch Hashem, it's wonderful to be back after the most amazing and beautiful and memorable Yom Tov. Yom Tov is always beautiful, it's always awesome. And to me, Yom Tov is not only a time of Simchas HaChag and Simchas HaMitzvah and the most beautiful family experience, it's also an amazing Arbotzes Torah. Somebody just pointed out to me that this Bein Hazmanim, more than 10,000 people participated in my shiurim from Rosh Chodesh Nissan until the last day of Yom Tov. So is there any greater schus than such an amazing Arbotzes Torah? So on one hand, Yom Tov is over and come back to your routine. It might feel like somewhat of a letdown. We have a beautiful olam here by the shiur every Sunday night, but it's not 1,000 people like some shiurim Yom Tov, where you see 1,000 people crowd. But there's a special blessing in the routine, v'ayoyim b'yoyimoy, the routine of Arbotzes Torah, v'pnei chaverim makshivim, and talmidim kvuim. So it's as beautiful as anything else could be. And we should all have, as we wish each other in Yiddish, a gezinta zimmer. Even English speakers probably know what a gezinta zimmer is. We should have a healthy summer and a good gebencht yo and a good nechoydish. Today is Rosh Chodesh. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us. We should have so many wonderful hours of Arbotzes Torah and Shashua Shal Torah together. So this is our first shiur after Pesach. It's only natural that we should be oisik in the midst of Sfiras Vayomer, especially this week's parasha. So sometimes we deal with the Inyan of the Yoyma, and in other times we deal with the weekly parsha. And if we could combine the two, that is goes without saying. So this week's parsha, we have the mitzvah of Sviyas Vayomer, and it definitely is Inyan of the Yoyma. We're still relatively at the beginning of the Svira, 2 weeks behind us. So in this week's parsha, we learn. עד ממוחרת השבת השביעית תספרו 50 יום והקרבתם מנחה חדשה להשם. אביי says in Menachos Samach Vav Omed Aleph, mitzvah lememni yoyme, mitzvah lememni shavui. We need to count days and we need to count weeks as well. And why is that? The Gemara doesn't say. But in these two psukim that we just read, we have minyan yomim and minyan shavuos. Let's go over these psukim again. Usvartem lechem amochas haShabbos miyoyim aviyachem esoyim eratnufo sheva shabosos tamimo istiyeno. So the posuk speaks about sheva shabosos, which is 7 weeks. Ad mamochas haShabbos haShviyas tisperu chamishim yoyim, which is 50 days, minus one. And soon we'll deal with the question, why do we need to deduct one? And why wouldn't the Torah say avon v'tisha yoyim, but rather chamishim yoyim? But maybe the source of Minyan HaShavuos is not even in this week's parsha, because in Parshas Re'eh in Mishnah Torah we have another posuk, and that is Shiva Shavuos Tispelacho Mohochel Charmeish Mekamo Tochel Lispar Shiva Shavuos. So the Torah says Shiva Shavuos Tispelacho, and that is in Parshas Re'eh. So I have realized that it's a machlokes l'shoinim. What is the source of Minyan HaShavuos? The Rambam writes, both mitzvahs, Yomim and Shavuos, are in this week's parsha. Tisporu chamishim yoyim is days, sheva shabosa is tmimo is tiyenu is weeks. But some other Rishonim seem to indicate that the Minyan HaShavuos, the source is in Parshas Re'eh, sheva shavuos tisporacho. And I think it makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense because in this week's parsha, when the Torah says Sheva Shabbos is Tamim Istiyenu Ad Mamochas HaShabbos Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim, we actually don't count 50 days. And the Rishonim deal with this question. So how are we mefarish the posek Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim? And so Tosis and the Rosh, more Rosh than Tosis. Tosis Menochas Samachov. But the other Rishonim didn't write on Seder Kodshim. So an interesting phenomenon. Both the Rosh and the Ran write all the Dina Masvias Vayomer at the very end of Masechet Psochim. It has nothing to do with Psochim. There is no Gemara in Psochim that deals with Masvias Vayomer. Masvias Vayomer isn't even mentioned in Masechet Psochim. But where else would they put it? Because there is no Rosh, there is no Ran on Masechet Menachos. And the only Gemara in Shas dealing with Dina Masvias Vayomer is Menachos Samachay, Menachos Samachov. And the Rosh and the Ran couldn't just ignore Svius Weimer. It's part of the yearly cycle. It's a mitzvah shenoyagis bismanazeh, so these Rishonim can't just ignore Svius Weimer. So they decided to put Dinam Svius Weimer at the very end of Masechet Pesachim just because after Pesach comes Svius Weimer. So where would they put the halachas if not at the end of Masechet Pesachim? So the Rosh offers a few different interpretations. The Torah says Tisburu Chamishim Yorim, and we don't count 50 days. So one interpretation that the Rosh brings is a very interesting pshat in the Pesach. So the Torah says, Usvatim lechem mamochas shabbos miyoyim aviyachem esoyim aratnifo sheva shabbos oistim oistiyeno ad mamochas shabbos tisperu, comma, or maybe period, ad mamochas shabbos tisperu. What tisperu? Sheva shabbos oistim oistiyeno. And then the Torah says, Chamishim yoyim vekrafta mincha chadosha l'Hashem. The mincha chadosha you will bring on day number 50. But day number 50 is not to be counted. It is not tisperu chamishim yoyim. But rather, ad mamochas ha-shabbos ha-shviyas tisperu chamishim yoyim vekrafta mincha chadosha l'Hashem. And one of the Rishonim, I think it's the Abravanel, says that the tamei amikro is tapcho, which indicates that tisperu is a soft posuk, and not the beginning. It's not Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim, but rather, Ad Mamochas HaShabbos HaShviyas Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim VeHekrafta Mincho Chadosh Ol Hashem. But the Rosh, for some reason, doesn't like this idea, even though it has somewhat of an appeal. And the Rosh says, Darkoi Shel Mikro, just like Bechi of Malkus, Arboi Miakenu, and Chazal have a Kabbalah, Alochon HaMashim Sinai, 40 doesn't mean 40, it's 39. So we see that the Derech HaMikro is to round out big numbers. So the Torah says, Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim, it doesn't mean 50, it actually means 49. But how do we know it means 49? And why wouldn't we say 50 is 50? So the Gemara Malkus points out that the Mesoides of the Chachamim is not 40, but rather 39, because it needs to be Malkus Hamishaleshes. And 40 is not a number that could be split in threes. So, but why would we say 50 days is not 50 days? Because the Pesach says, Sheva Shabbos Yistamim Yistiyeno. So Sheva Shabbos Yistamim Yistiyeno doesn't necessarily mean you need to count weeks. Sheva Shabbos Yistamim Yistiyeno just means when the Torah says 50, we don't really mean 50. We mean Sheva Shabbos Yistamim Yistiyeno. And that is why some Rishonim maintain that the mitzvah to count weeks is not Sheva Shabbos Yistamim Yistiyeno, because pshat in Sheva Shabbos Yistamim Yistiyeno is they shall be or they will be 7 weeks, but the mitzvah to count is counting the days. Sheva Shabbos just comes to subtract the day number 50. It is not 50 days, it's rather 49 days. So where would be the source that mitzvah lemimne shavui? That would be in Parshas Re'eh, when the Torah says, Sheva Shavuos tispilecho mahochel chamish v'kamo. That those are the Sheva Shavuos, and that is the mitzvah of counting weeks. So we have two different approaches. What is the source that Abaye says, mitzvah lemimne yoyme, mitzvah lemimne shavui, amei mar, moni yoyme, v'loi moni shavui, omar zecha lemigdashu. So one of the Amiroim, Ameimar, he counted days and he did not count weeks. And why didn't he count the weeks? Because he argued, Svius Weimer bizmanazeh is only Zechel HaMikdash. And if it's Zechel HaMikdash, you do not necessarily have to go through the entire complete sphere, the complete formula, and therefore Ameimar moni yoyma veloi moni shevui. And this brings us to the Machlaikis, Svius Weimer bizmanazeh is Manatoira or Midarabonon. So now I make a very short hafsukah. I just forgot, and I apologize to my dear friend. Today's shir is dedicated. Leili Nishmas, Rav Gavriel ben Reb Alexander, the father of one of our, I don't remember your first name.
Daniel.
Reb Daniel, who is with us each and every week. And if Shianuach B'Sholem Anushkovoi. And the Torah we learned tonight is Le'ili Nishmosev, Reb Gavriel ben Reb Alexander. He was Nifter Chof Nisan שנוח בשלום השקובה, you should be a melech yoshev for your entire family, you should only know nachas v'simcha. So this announcement is a bit late, but even a berachas ha-mitzvah, as long as we didn't finish the mitzvah, it's still over asiyosa. So Tosfos says in Sukkah the Flamites, if you forgot to make the bracha before Netilas Lulav, as long as you didn't finish all the nanuim, you could still make the bracha. So I apologize for being late, but we're still at the beginning of the shiur, so it's still over asiyosa. So we're all machaven. The Torah we learned should be Le'ili Nishmos of Rebbe Avriel Ben Rebbe Alexander. So, first we spoke about the source. Mitzvah l'min yoy, mitzvah l'min yoy. Ameimah counted days, he did not count weeks. And his argument was, it's only Zeichel HaMikdash. But we do count days plus weeks. The Rambam paskens. Perek zayin halachachov beis ven helchos tmidin ve musofin. The Rambam doesn't write it explicitly, but if he doesn't say it's the Rabbanon, we understand it's Minatoyra. The Rambam writes mitzvah sasei lispor sviya suvoyman, and the Rambam writes it's a mitzvah sasei. And he does not differentiate between zman habayis and zman hazeh. So all the Rishonim understand from stimus l'shoinoi shel Rambam that according to the Rambam, sviya suvoyman b'zman hazeh is Minatoyra. Tosfos and the Rosh, both Tosfos and the Rosh maintain Svius Voimi Bisman Zed Rabbanon. And that is why Tosfos and the Rosh paskan, and that is the Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. In the very second Sif, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis and Siman Tov Pei Tes, one could count Svira Bein HaShmoshes, and he does not have to wait till Liachat Sei Sikha Chovim, because it's a Mitzvah Rabbanon Bisman Zed, and Sveika the Rabbanon Lekulo. So that's Tosfos and the Rosh. Most of the Rishonim follow in the footsteps of the great Balei Tosfos, and they maintain Svius Voimim Bismanas de Rabbonon. The Rambam Paskens, Menatoyra. What's the Machlokes? What's the source of the Machlokes? Pshatin de Gemora, Samach Vav Menochas. Abaye says, Mitzvah Lamoy Mimni Yoyme, Mitzvah Lamimni Shavuot. Rabbonin de Berevashi, Moni Yoyme, Vemoni Shavuot. They did both. Ameimer, Moni Yoyme, Veloy Moni Shavuot, Oma Zeichel Amigdosh. So what's the shit of the others that say you do have to count both days and weeks? Is that because they disagree with a Maimon and they say, no, it's not Zeichel HaMikdash, it's Menatoyra. That's the Rambam's interpretation. That's the Rambam's understanding. Baha Gufa Plige, that is the Machloikis Ameirah. A Maimon says, because it's only the Rabbonin Zeichel HaMikdash, you don't have to count the weeks. Abaye and Rabbonin de Beravashi maintain, we do count weeks. Why? Because it's not Zeichel HaMikdash, it's Menatoyra. That's the Rambam's understanding. Other Rishonim, Beroisham, Balei Tosfos, they say, no, everybody agrees it's Zeichel HaMikdash. That's not the Machlokes. But the others argue, so what if it's Zeichel HaMikdash? Why would that be different? Is there any difference between Lulav Yom Rishon and Lulav other days? Because Yom Rishon Menatoyra other ways that are born? There actually is a difference, somewhat of a difference, Lagabi Lochem, Lagabi some of the halachas, but not the basic formula. The reason the first day is different than the other days, Lagabi Lochem, is not because this is Menatoyra Das Rabbanan, just because the Pesuk says, Olakachtem Lochem B'Yoyim Arishon. Yoyim Arishon is Lochem. But Lagabi Hoda, all the days are the same. The other days is the same as the Rishon, only Lagabi Lochem. But, so, others, other Rishonim, Balei Tosfos, Rosh, many others maintain, everybody agrees it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. So what? Kol Tikkun Rabbonin Ken D'Oraisa Tikkun. What's the logic? Because it's Zeichel HaMikdash, Moni Yoyme V'loi Moni Shavir. So the Chiddush of a Meimah is not Zeichel HaMikdash. Everybody agrees it's Zeichel HaMikdash. A Meimah says, because it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, Moni Yoyme V'loi Moni Shavir, and the others disagree with that. And the nafka min al halacha, is it min al Torah or is it min al Rabbanon? Is lagabi sofik, sofik der Rabbanon, akuna sveke diraisa lachumra. And that is why, according to Tosfos and Rosh, you could count ben hashmoshes. According to the Rambam, you cannot count ben hashmoshes, because it's a sveke diraisa lachumra. You need to wait till yachat seisik achum. The Mechaber writes, you yoitza ben hashmoshes, hamedaktakim einam sofrim ad seisik achovim, vekach ra'ui la'asois. So the Mechaber says, the Medaktikim are Machmir. Are they Machmir because the Rambam holds its Minatoyra? No, not necessarily. They are machmir because the entire concept of Sveikah Rabbanan Lakula is only b'dievedik concept. If an Issa Rabbanan isn't Sarav Berav Heter, Sveikah Rabbanan Lakula. But the poskim maintain, Ein Lasoi Sveikah Rabbanan Lachat Chila. Sveikah Rabbanan Lakula is a b'dievedik concept. It's not why get into a Sufik Lachat Chila. That is why the Mechaba says, Hamedaktikin Einam Soifrim Ad Seisa Kechovim and that's the proper minag, not necessarily because we're choshish to shita sarambam that it's mena Torah, but rather because why lechatchila get into sveikah derabbanan? It's a concept of b'dieved. It's not a concept of lechatchila. So, and there is one opinion in the Rishonim which is somewhat of a compromise, and that's a fascinating opinion. Rabbeinu Yerucham, and Rabbeinu Yerucham says minyan hayomim. And why would there be a difference between Minatoira and Midrabbanon? So Rabbeinu Yerucham says, what is the basic argument? Because the Torah combines or is Medama, Korban Oimim, and Tzvias Oimim. Svartam Lachem, Memochlos Hashemes, Meyoima, Viacham, Soima, Ratnufo, Sheva Shaboso, Istamim, Istayeno. So the mitzvah Sviyas Oimer depends on the mitzvah of Korban Oimer. And that is why most of the Shoinim say, Bisman is that there is no Korban, then Svira cannot be a mitzvah Diyuraisa. The Rambam says no. The Posek only says, Miyoyim Haviyachem Esoim Ratnofa. From that day. But it's a day in which Bisman Shabbesim Magdish Kaim, we bring the Korban Oimer. But doesn't necessarily mean that the mitzvah of Svira is dependent on the mitzvah of Korban Oimer. The Torah just says, Miyoyim Haviyachem Svira Tnufo. Other Rishonim maintain? No. Comes the Ben Yeruchim and he says, Usfatim Lachem Memochas HaShabbos Miyoyim Haviyachem Svira Tnufo Sheva Shabbos Oistimim Oistiyeno. Period. And that's an other posuk. Ad Memochas HaShabbos Svira Tisbur Chamishim Yoyim. So Chamishim Yoyim is no hekesh to Korban Oimer. It is only Sheva Shabbos is that a zukah shel Korban Oimer. Because these are two psukim. So Rabbein Yeruchim says, Minyan ha-shavuos b'zman hazeh derabbanon. Because the posuk says, Miyoyim ha-viyachem esoyim ha-natnufa Sheva Shabbos is tamim o-istayeno. And then that's posuk, that's another posuk. That is posuk Ted Zayin. When the posuk says, Ad Memochas HaShabbos HaShviyas Tisporu Chamishim Yoyim. But my argument, what I don't understand with Rabbein Yeruchim, who am I to question Rabbein Yeruchim? But after more, Rabbein Yeruchim is a Yochid. So why, if it's so compelling and so convincing, why doesn't everybody feel the same as Rabbein Yeruchim? But I don't get it. So the second posik number two says, Ad Mamochas HaShabbos HaShviyas Tisbaruch HaMishim Yoyim VeHikrafta Mincho Chadosh Al Hashem. So posik number two ties Sviras Hayomim into the Shtei Alechem, which is also Noig B'Zman Hazeh. So just like posik number one ties Minyan HaShavuos with Kor Moimar, so the second posik ties in Minyan Hayomim with Shtei Alechem VeHikrafta Mincho Chadosh Al Hashem. So why would there be a difference between posik number one and posik number two? We're dealing with two different Kabbalas. So Minyan HaShavuos is in the same posik as Miyoyim HaViyachem Esoyim HaRatnufo. So one could still argue, Miyoyim HaViyachem creates a linkage, but VeHikraftem is okay. If they have a Beis HaMikdash, VeHikraftem. If you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, you don't have VeHikraftem. So these are dakuyot, you know, nuances. But most of the Rishonim feel either both are Manat Torah or both are Midrabanan. And that makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense because the Rambam maintains Minyan HaYomim and Minyan HaShavuos are one mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah. It's a doichik to argue this is Minat Torah, that's Midrabanan. But Rabbein Yeruchim Nishitosoi. Rabbein Yeruchim says Minyan HaYomim and Minyan HaShavuos are two different mitzvahs. So Rabbein Yeruchim didn't write a Sefer HaMitzvahs. Only very few of the hundreds of Rishonim wrote Sifrei Mitzvahs. By this time, after so many Shurim and the Parsha, we all know these names. The very first two great Sifra Mitzvahs are the Bahag and the Rasag. And then comes Bali HaToisvis, Hasmag Hasmak Vahayareim. And then comes the Rambam and the Rabban. The very vast, very last in the line is the Tashbetz, Besor HaRakia, who's also a Sefer HaMitzvahs. So all of them count one mitzvah, one slat for Yomam and Shavuos. It's just two different parts of the very same mitzvah. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim didn't write a Sefer HaMitzvahs, but he makes it very clear. If I would write a Sefer HaMitzvahs, says Rabbeinu Yeruchim, in my one, there would be two slats for Sefer HaMitzvahs. Minyan Ayomim and Minyan Shavuos are two different mitzvahs. I think, according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, it would be very reasonable to assume that the mitzvah of Minyan Shavuos is in Parshas Re'ei. Sheva Shavuos Tisparocho. It's not that Sheva Shavuos says to me, it's Tehiyeno. That, maybe the Rambam Neshito says, it's one mitzvah because the Rambam derives Minyan Shavuos from Sheva Shavuos says to me, it's Tehiyeno. And that goes together with Adma Mochas HaShabbos Tisparu, Chamishim Yoyim. So up to this point, we just analyzed the basics. One mitzvah, two mitzvahs. Min HaTorah, Midrabanan. Minyan Ayomim, Minyan Shavuos. How do we know these two halachas? Two halachas or two different mitzvahs? Now I would like to address the most fundamental question in Sviyas Waimah, and most of the Shilas and Shuvas in Hilchas Sviyas Waimah all have to do with the Gevaldik Echidus of the Halachas Gedoilas. Halachas Gedoilas says all 49 days of Svira are intertwined and they're all one, all connected one with the other. And if you skip one day, you lost the mitzvah. You no longer could go on counting. And all the Rishonim bring the Halachas Gedoilas. Karboi brings in the name of Halachas Gedoilas the contrary opinion, that one day has nothing to do with the other. You skipped one day, next night, you count with a bracha. So what is the opinion of the Halachas Gedoilas? We can't check it out. We have Halachas Gedoilas, and our Halachas Gedoilas is no mention of this halacha, neither for nor against. So all that is showing is being Halachas Gedoilas. But in the Sefer Halachas Gedoilas, Shetachas Yudeinu, he writes about Sviyas Waimah, he doesn't mention this halacha. Neither that you can't count, neither that you could count. Very interesting. But the vast majority of the Rishonim, besides the Korbei, all the Rishonim quote Halachas Gedoilas. And that's also in Tosfos Menuchos, Samach Vav Amud Aleph Rosh, Sof Masechet Psachim, Perek Yud, Semen Mem and Semen Mem Aleph. The very, very last two Simonim in Masechet Psachim in the Rosh, as I mentioned before. So Halachas Gedoilas is Mechadish, that is the meaning of Tmimois. Tmimois means a total count of 49 days. And if you skip one day, you're out. You can no longer participate. You're no longer part of the mitzvah. And Tosfos rejects the Halachas Gedoilas in a very uncommon fashion. B'tei megedoilihi v'lo yitochen. That's not usually an argument. Say, can't be. Why can't it be? Would you care to explain why it can't be? Tosfos doesn't explain. Tosfos says it's a tema, v'lo yitochen. I mean, maybe share with us why do you think it can't be? Tosfos doesn't go into it. Sometimes that's a style of argument, you know. Somebody says something, it just can't be. So when we're dealing with Ben Odom L'Chaveiro, it's a childish argument. What do you mean you can't be? Try to explain, you know. That's Tosfos. Tosfos is lo yitochen, can't be. Obviously, what bothers Tosfos says, you can't be mechadish new droshes. I mean, sheva shevos is tamimois, pashtus means a full count of 7 weeks, which is 49 days. But do we have the authority to be mechadish a new pshat and mechadish new halachas? But that is the halachas gedoilas. All the rishonim that quote the halachas gedoilas disagree with him. And after began the Mechaba and Sivov and Simon Tov Peites, the Mechaba Paskins, if you forgot one day, you cannot continue counting with a bracha. It's clear in the Shulchan Aruch, you need to continue counting because all the Rishonim reject the Halachas Gedoilas. And according to their opinion, you're mechuyev in the mitzvah. But regarding the bracha, we are choshish to the shita of halachas gedolos, and that is why sofik brachas lekula. So it's very important, and people aren't aware of this. Almost in every keila, there is someone that skipped a day. It's very common. Those people that have a minyan kavua for Maariv, with them it doesn't happen, because if you daven in a minyan kavua, then you don't skip a day. Yesterday night, I had a very... My keila knows me. They know that I'm sometimes absent-minded. After davening, after minoyim, and I just say Aleinu. I see people are looking at me with a strange look. I don't get what it is. So my son-in-law walks over to me and he reminds me, Svias Woyman. I forgot. I was thinking about the shiur that he said in the afternoon. Sometimes it happens to me. So usually if you daven with a minion, you won't skip Svias Woyman, unless you're the Rav and there's no one there to tell you. And there's no one there and you don't have a child there to tell you, Abba, you see, say Svias Woyman. But if you daven with a minion, you're not going to miss Svias Woyman. But some people don't have a minion kavua, and sometimes they daven b'yechidus. So if you skipped a day, you're still mechuyev to count, and you need to ask someone to be mitzi you with a bracha, because according to the vast majority of the rishonim, you're still a mechuyev, and why lose the bracha? Shomei ka'ayna. And that is why a shliach tzeva needs to be mechaven when he says the bracha to be mitzi anybody in the keila that needs to be yoitza with him. Because almost in every shul, there is someone that skipped a day. So the shliach tzeva, by shomea koinu, we need kavonas shomea, kavonas mashmia. So anybody that davens marav for the omid, and yemeu oimer, when he says the bracha, needs to be mechaven to be moitzi anyone that wants to be yoitza with him. And if you skip the day, you need to be mechaven to be yoitza with the shliach tzeva. Or unless, ask a neighbor, ask a friend to be moitzi you. So the Mechaber is choshish to the halachas gedolos. Siv Zion says, if you forget to count by night, you count by day without a bracha. And why is that? The very same Toises, Menachas Samach Vav Omed Aleph, and the very same Rosh, bring two pluktis between halachas gedolos and all the other Rishonim. One plukta is, halachas gedolos says, Svias Woyim Melechatchila needs to be by night. But if you skip the night, you could still count in the morning and you're Yoitza. That is the opinion of Halachas Gedolos. Rabbeinu Tam, Choylek. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Svias Woyim is only by night. You cannot count by day. The Mechaber Paskins, you forgot the night, count by day. Because Halachas Gedolos said you could, but you can't say a brocha. Because Sofek Brochas Lekula. Brings the Mishnah Berurah. You missed by night. You counted the morning without a bracha, but the next night you count with a bracha. Why is that? In the morning you can't say a bracha because maybe it's not a mitzvah. Halachik Rabbeinu Tam. So why the other night you could count with a bracha? The Mishnah Berurah explains. Svek sveik alechumra. Svek sveik alechum. So even if I skipped an entire day, it's only a suffix. The Baal Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag says, you lost the mitzvah. Other Rishonim say, you didn't lose anything. Every day is a mitzvah into itself. One day is not, it's not dependent on the other. Each day is an entity and a mitzvah into itself. So even if you skipped an entire day, it's a suffix. If you count it in the morning, it's a suffix if you at all skip the day. Because according to Halachas Gedolos, you yoitz in the morning. So it's a svek svek alachom, and a svek svek alachom, we say a brocha. That's the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah is based on the Pri Chodesh. But to me, it's a tema. Why would the Mishnah Berurah quote the Pri Chodesh and not Moreh Deshmaitza? The source of this aloch is Trumas Adeshim, and the Vishesef quotes the Loshon of the Trumas Adeshim. And the Trumas Adeshim does not explain his opinion because it's a Svek Svek. Svek Svek Alachumra is a Shvacha argument. there are many sources in which we see that Sofak Bruchas Lakula, even when there's a Svek Sveike Lechumer. The Mishnah Berurah himself, Paskins and Semereish Desvav, Svek Sveike Lechumer, you do not say a Bruch. What does the Tumas Edeshen, and he is more of the Shmaitzer, what does he say? Kiven Shaloi Dile Gimechod Legamre, Havei Tumimois. He didn't skip an entire day, so it still is Tumimois, not because of Svek Sveike. But what does he mean? If it's a machlokes, whether you yoitza by day, so how could it be tamimus? But that is what he says. So I want to suggest two different interpretations. And both are not only reasonable, but very convincing. Two different interpretations in the Beis Yosef and the Trumas Edesha. Number one, as I said, Tosis and the Rosh quote two pluktis between Alochas Gedolos and other Rishonim. In one, Alochas Gedolos is a machmir, all the others are mekel. In the other, Alochas Gedolos is a mekel, all the others are machmir. Alochas Gedolos says all the 49 days are intertwined and each is dependent on all the others. That is tamimois, and therefore you skipped one day, you're out. Other Rishonim say no. Has nothing to do with Tumimos. Each day is an entity to itself, and no day is dependent on the others. Halachas Gedolos says, only lechatchila do you need to count by night. B'di'evet, you could count by day. Rabbeinu Tam and most of the Rishonim say no. When the Gemara says, Svi'es Roim B'Laila, it's Ma'akev, it must be B'Laila. What's the reasoning of this machlokes? So the Gemara says, Menachas Samach Vavo Medalef, and it's also in Sefro, Toiras Koyanim, this week's parsha, Svarat al Mechem b'Mochus Shabbos. Amos said, Amos sayhem to Mimois, b'zman she'sofer ma'urta, if you count by night. So Tumimois means full days. And in the Jewish halacha, in our Torah, by us, hayoyim hoylech achar halayla. So in Loshon Kodesh, we have Yoim and Laila. In English, that's day and night. But in Loshon Kodesh, we have a word Yemama, which means an entire day. Vayi Erev, Vayi Boker, Yoim Echod. I don't know whether in English there's a word for a 24-hour cycle. Is there? I'm not aware. Day is day, night is night. And in Loshon Kodesh, it's Yoim v'Laila. But Parshas Bereishis, we learn, Ve'erev, Ve'yevoika, Yoyim Echod. Ve'erev, Ve'yevoika, Yoyim Sheini. So a Yimama is an entire day. And Yoyim Ha'lechachara. So the Gemara says, how do we know Svi'es Roim must be by night? Because otherwise it's not Tumimois. Tumimois means entire days. Is this a Droshe Gemura, or it's only a Remez? I think that's the Machloikis, the Beinu Tam and the Halochas Gedolos. Halachas Gedolos says, just like Tziras Uwaima, Lechetchila Balayla. But it's a Mishnah Mefresh, as B'dievet says Kosher B'yoim. Tziras Uwaima is the same. Only Lechetchila Balayla. B'dievet it's Kosher B'yoim. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. Even B'dievet Tziras Uwaima must be Balayla. But the Gemara says, how do we know at all that one must count Milayla? Tumimois. And that is in Toras Koyanim. So my argument is, the Machlokes Halachas Gedolos and Rabbeinu Tam, when the Gemara says you need to count by night because of Tumimois, is that a Droshe Gemura, or it's only a Remez, Lechatchila? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a Halacha Gemura, it's a Droshe Gemura. The Halachas Gedolos says, no, it's only a Lechatchila Dekedem. So I argue these two pluktis between Halachas Gedolos and the other Rishonim are Haba HaTalia. Yevshal Achozet HaChevel B'Shnei Rasheya V'Yevshal Zakot Shtora LeBeitrei. These are expressions that we find in the Gemara. So you cannot be Mefarish Tumimois in two different ways, contradicting. Either Tumimois means whole days, and each day needs to be an entire Yemama, a combination of night and day, or Tumimois means a total count of 49 days. You cannot accept two different interpretations of Tumimos. Does Tumimos relate to each and every one of the 49 days, or Tumimos relates to the entire count of 49 days? So these two interpretations are contradictions. They are Tarat and Desata. They can't go together. So Rabbeinu Tam is Mechadesh. Tumimos means a total count of 49 days, and that is why you skipped one day, you lost out. L'shitoso, he says, b'di'evid, you could count by day. It doesn't need to be by night, because Tumimos doesn't relate to each and every day having total units of days, but rather a total count of 49 days. Rabbeinu Tam and Moshe Rishonim reject the Chiddush of the Lochas Gedolos that you skipped one day, you're out, because their interpretation of Tumimos is full days. Each day needs to be Lailo. It needs to be Yom Hoylech Achar Lailo. We need a count of day and night. Otherwise, it's not Tumimos. And that is what the Tumas Edeshin says. If you skip by night, you count it by day, the other night, Mimonavshach, you could keep on counting, because Monavshach. Either Sviras HaYoyim is kosher. If Sviras HaYoyim is not kosher, the one day is not dependent to the others. Decide what Mimos means. You can't have it both ways. So that is why the Lochas Gedolos L'Shitosoi, Adar Rishonim L'Shitosoi, and that was the Tumim, that was the Tumas Edeshin says. Im Loi Dilig Yoyim Echad Legamre, then it's Tumimos. Mimonavshach, it's Tumimos. Because you can be machmir both chumras. It's either this or that. So, the Beis Yosef doesn't decide who's right and who's wrong. So on both halachas, keep on counting without a brocha. So if you skip by night, you maslam by day without a brocha. But the other night, mimonavshach, you could keep on counting with a brocha. Because if the halachas gedolos is right, I didn't skip any day. I counted in the morning. If the others are right, then one day isn't dependent on the other. So, to me, that would be a very positive pshat in the Tumas Edeshin, and it makes a lot of sense. The only thing that bothers me is it's not clear in Tosis and in the Rosh, the Rishonim that say, you cannot come by day, only by night. They seem to argue that Tzvias Hoyim is like Tzinas Hoyim. They don't stress the concept of Tumimos. But on the other hand, it's the Gemara. The Gemara says, how do we know you need to count from night? That's the Mimos. So that would be my pshat in the Halachas Gedolos, and that's pshat in the Shulchan Aruch and the Tumas Edeshin. You skip the night, you mashlam the day, the other night you could count Mimon Efshach. Because either this is the Mimos or that is the Mimos. But there's no point in both Chumras, because these Chumras contradict one another. It all boils down to the question, what is the Mimos? My other mahalach would be that the Tumas Edeshin is mechadesh a gevaldige chiddush. And the essence of the chiddush is Tumimos doesn't necessarily mean Tumimos of kiyum mitzvah. It means Tumimos of sfira. You need a total count. And as long as you didn't skip a day entirely, even though you counted in a fashion that you weren't yotzei the mitzvah, Tumimos means it needs to be a total count. And you can't count 40 if you skip 39. The 40 is not 40. And you can't count 20 if you skip 19. So, not necessarily do we need Tumimos of Kiyum a mitzvah, but the Sfira needs to be a Sfira Tumimah. And this brings us to a very broadly discussed shaila. But to me, it's not a shaila at all, and I'll tell you why. And this type of argument should be familiar with you by now after we learned so much together. So many achrayim deal with the question, Kotin shen esgadol b'yameya svira. Does he continue svira with a brocha or not? Why not? Because up to the point of his bar mitzvah, to the day of his mitzvah, he was only chayv derabanan. In his new status as a bar chiyuva, do those days count? So some achronim argue, just like a kotin can be moitzi agodol with kiddush, and a kotin can be moitzi agodol with berachas hamazon, and a kotin can be oivel lefnei ateva because he can't be moitzi others, because the derabanan can't be moitzi a diuraisa. So maybe the same Svara would apply to the same person. If he started the Svira as a Kotten, in the new status of Godless, that Svira doesn't count because he was only Chayev the Rabbonin and now he's Chayev the Uraisa. That is why some Achayim say Kotten Shiras Gadol can't continue with a Brocha. Many Svara the Shigidoylem in present day, in our day, that's their Psak. I think that was the Psak of Rav Ovadia, I think so. That a Kotten should not continue the Svira with a Brocha. And others say, therefore, he cannot even start with a Brocha. Most Ashkenazim Paskin continue with a Brocha. But they quote in the name of the Chidush Arim that if Paskin Kotten Shiras Gadol B'Emes HaSvira cannot continue with a Brocha. And why, to me, this is not a question at all? Because this is not a coincidence. It's not a masa shoyu. It's not a tipas cholev shenofer al kedere shel bosa lamala miatavshul. This is a question which happens in every kehillah, each and every year. So how come nobody asked this question for 1,500 years? Didn't occur to anyone. Nobody asked this question. How come? It's a question which happens in every kehillah every year. Because statistically, 13-14% of kids become bar mitzvah b'yamei ha-svira. It's the law of numbers. It's statistics. And nobody thought about this shaila. Interesting. So Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi didn't occur to them. And neither to Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Shmuel. Neither to Abai and Rav Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Neither to the Rambam and the Ravid. Rabbi Natam and the Ri. The Bis Yosef and the Ramo. Wow. What an amazing question. Nobody thought of it. What do you do in your shul? I mean, nobody thought of this question. How could that be? Because that's right. Nobody thought it's a question at all. It's such a silly question. Nobody thought about it. And that is why. That's the point. Which way? So I think if the halacha would be that he can't make a brocha, that definitely should be stated, should be said. So the shtikas atanoim v'ameroim v'ga'oinim v'harashoinim v'apoiskim, we're dealing with thousands of gedolei Yisrael throughout the ages. From Hillel and Shammai, or Shemaiah v'Avtali, the beginning of Torah Shebal Peh, till 100 years ago, 150 years ago, nobody asked this question. Does one need greater proof than this that it's not a shaila? If it would be a shaila, nobody asked this. You know, I made the same argument legabe yachidish of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer writes, Leilyo mekipurim betfilas arves yoniti b'machaven. When you say mekadosh zol v'yoyim mekipurim, then to be yoytze the choyv of kiddush ayoyim, because kiddush alakos is only midrabbanon. Kiddush Midyuraisa doesn't need a kos. Ayim Kippur is Mikroi Kodesh. So you need to be Mechavan to be Yotze Kiddush. And I say, so this Shaila is Nogeya to each and every Jew, each and every year. Bekol Leil Yom Kippurim. It's Nogeya to Kol Odom V'Odom Yisrael. How come nobody says it in Lachsam Seifa? Could it be? I mean, Beleil Shabbos Beleil Yom Tov, you don't need to be Mechavan when you daven Hashem Kiddush Hayoyim. You make Kiddush. So if the Chassam Sofer is right, didn't occur to anyone to give us this halacha. It's nogeh to kol echod ve'echod bekol shona v'shona. No one says it. So it can't be. So to me, you know, I have three gedolim from whom I learned this yisod. Beis Meir, Beis Shloima, Chazon Ish, Shvius, Siman Zayin. And the Chazon Ish writes, Zu etzli ha-hachroa ha-yesera mekol ha-ra'ayot. This is stronger to me than all the ra'ayas in the world. Shtikas ha-poisk. However, one must be very careful with these type of arguments, because there's a stil in Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish sof taharis, hoy sofis in taharis, mamish besof chelik taharis Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish writes, Ein lilmed halacha mishtikas ha-Torah v'ashulchan aruch. It never occurred to them that we would learn halachas from what they don't say. We learn halachas from what they do say, not from what they don't say. Stiris Chazanish, Saftaharis, the Shvius Simen Zion. And in both places, the Chazanish is so convincing. In Shvius, he writes, Zu Esliach Roy, he said, Mekol Arayis. No Raya is more powerful than this one. And then Taharis says, we cannot learn from Shtikas HaShulchan Aruch. Never occurred to them that we would learn from what they don't say. We learn from what they do say. Maybe there's a difference between Shulchan Aruch and everyone for 1,000 years. Maybe that makes the difference. Okay, Shulchan Aruch had his principles, how he's Mesada the Halachas. Shulchan Aruch primarily quotes the halachas that we find in Tur, and the Tur is based on the Rambam. But maybe it's different if a shaila is commonplace and it should be dealt with in every kehillah, every year, and no one asks the shaila. Maybe that's the difference. But anyway, to me, this proves Yosef Memeya Eden, that it's a milsa de pshita, that a kotn is mamshech to say with the brocha. It just doesn't make sense. If he stays a kotn, he makes a brocha, and because he became a bachiyuv, he stops saying a brocha. It just doesn't make sense. And it's the same shaila. So, lechoyra every kotn, b'leila bar mitzvah shelo, needs to say berachas ha'toyra. Because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Berachas ha'toyra, he said in the morning, he was only a bachiyuv at the rabbanon. So, isn't he chayef to say Berachas HaTorah by night? How can he say Krishma without Berachas HaTorah when he's down in Zavarah? How can he say his drosha without saying Berachas HaTorah? In his new status, he's a Bar Chiyuv Diuraisa. Avasolim is only a B'diyevet, but why wouldn't he need to say Berachas HaTorah? And if he says the drosha and Lachat Seisekechom and Lachat Shkir before he daven Marav, then... So it's a milsa de pshita. Not always are we medamet the same person to one being moitza the other. He was makayim his mitzvah in the morning, oileloi. So anyway, according to what the second shot we said in the Tumas Adeshna and the Beis Yosef, it's tamimois. Even if he wasn't makayim the mitzvah, it still is tamimois. So there are many explanations why Kotn Shenas Gadol continues with a brocha. But my fundamental argument is, okay, so it's just a question of pilpul, how you explain it. But to me, it's not a shaila at all. It's not a shaila because nobody asked this shaila. If it would be a shaila, then everyone would be dealing with shaila for more than 1,500 years of Mesoras of Torah Shebal Peh till 200 years ago. And the first Gedolim deal with the Shaila is less than 200 years ago, and everybody deals with it. So for 2,000 years, nobody asks the Shaila, which proves it's not a Shaila at all. Milsa de Pshita Shekot Mishamas Gadol keeps on counting with the problem. So today we dealt with the Mitzvah Chaviva, which we're Mekayim once a year. Once a year, 49 times. Once a year, every night, Ben Piska La'al Sa'arta. So we have 49 days of Svina, and many Gedolim throughout the ages felt that there must be a connection between Mem Tes Yemei Svina and Mem Ches Dvorim Shatoyle Niknes Vohem. The Braisa Perek Vov of Ovis says Atoyle Niknes B'Mem Ches Dvorim. So these numbers are so close, they must have a Shaychus. But it's aggravating, it's irritating. So if Chazal would say Atoyle Niknes B'Mem Tes Devorim, the drosha would be gewaldic. So why didn't they say Atoyle Niknes B'Mem Tes Devorim? I could suggest at least 10 things to add on to the list to make it Mem Tes Devorim. But if Chazal say Atoyle Niknes B'Mem Tes Devorim, Aleim Ein Lahoisef U'Mehem Ein Ligraya. Because Kol Divreim Gacha Leyesh, and whatever they said is Beruach HaKodesh U'Ba'oimik Binosom. And if they said B'mem Chesvoa Matoyra Niknes, it's Mem Chet. Not one less, not one more. And there's a difference between U'Isha Niknes B'Sholosh Drochim and Mem Chesvoa M'Shatoyra Niknes B'Hem. Isha Niknes B'Sholosh Drochim doesn't mean all three. It's one of the three. And you could choose either Kesef or Shtar or Bia. When Chazal said, "Toyne nitnis b'mem chesvon and mitznat," choose 1 out of 48. 1 out of 48 is zero. 1 out of 48 is nothing. By Kenyan Torah, you need each and every one of those 48 dvorim. It's not like wishing nitnis b'sholish drochem. No, it's different. But it's 48, not 49, neither 47. So, do we need to ditch this drosha? No. Leiv Eliyora, Eliyora Pian, brings from Rabbi Saul Salanter that he actually demanded Halacha Lamaisa from his Talmidim each and every day of Yemei Svira, you need to go higher and higher in the Membras Vom Shetayde Niknes Boim. And that we find already in Chidush Arim. And we find it in the Maral. So both the Chidush Arim and Rabbi Saul Salanter suggest the last day is for Chazorah. That's a good yeshiva shigedank. But it's not convincing. The concept of Chazorah is a yeshivish concept. To my dismay, it's no longer a yeshivish concept. And today, no yeshiva does Chazorah. In Hungary, in Poland, every yeshiva did Chazorah. At the end of this month, you had a month for Chazorah. Today, Shiva Buchan like to learn new things. Don't like to chazor. But without Chazorah, you never get there. You never remember Shas. So it's not convincing that the last day is Chazorah. We're dealing with the Dioraisa, we're dealing with Divrei Chachomim. I would have a different feeling. Needed a fine on Mitbeis. Shalu Anche Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim es Reb Yeshua ben Hananya. Ma yasa odam v'yechka. Om Elohim ya'arbe b'yeshiva v'yamayit b'schoyra. Sit and learn. Ya'arbe b'yeshiva v'yamayit b'schoyra. Omru loy. So many people try, they learn basmada, and not all of them grow to be great gedolim. Omer lohem, yevakesh memi shachoch mishaloi. And the Gemara says, ho beloi ho, lo kaimi. You need to daven. And if you won't daven, you'll never be zoicha lekisel shel Torah. You could be a shtek alam, but you'll never get there. And it's an amazing Gemara, but that is what Rabbi Shua ben Hananya taught them. And the Gemara says, Ho ve lo ho lo kaimi. Each of these two principles is equally important. So everybody understands from saying Tilim, you'll never remember Shas. You might remember Tilim, but from saying Tilim, you're not going to remember Shas. In the same way, just from learning, you're not going to be a good Lamatoyer. Yevakesh Mamisha Chachma Shalom. And I always tell Bochum, these are tefillahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. And he fulfills those tefillahs. Because when a person asks for riches, and he asks for many different things in Olam Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes fulfills his tefillahs, and sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks to himself, why? Does he deserve it? Why should I give him millions? Why? Everybody wants to be a millionaire. But when he davens and all he asks for is to do Ritzon Hashem, I want to learn your Torah, I want to daven your tefillahs, I want to be dovek in you. So those are the most beautiful tefillahs. V'chazok aleihem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will fulfill those tefillahs. And Rabbi Shua ben Hanani says, Yevakesh Memishach Rachm Shalai. Rabbi Yeruchim Lubavitch, a very famous mashgiach in Hesichus and Parshas Bolak, quotes a Sefer Bor Shomer. Bor Shomer is one of the Rishonim on Hilchus Stam. Anybody that learned Hilchus Tefillin is familiar with the Bor Shomer. The Bais Yosef quotes him. And this Sefer has a strange name, Bor Shomer. Why not Hallelujah or Yishtabach or Hoidu? Ma pitam Bor Shomer. It's a strange name for a Sefer. So in the introduction to the Sefer, we learn that the Mechaber was a Yosem as a little child, and he had no one to teach him Torah because his father wasn't alive. And he had a beautiful voice, and all he knew was Baruch Shomer, and he used to approach Doron Kodesh and sing Baruch Shomer again and again, B'dmoy Sholosh, and he used to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should have a source to learn Torah. And his prayers were fulfilled, and ultimately he became one of the great Rishonim. And that is why he named his Sefer Baruch Shomer, giving thanks to those tefillahs in which he said Baruch Shomer, and he was zoicha to become one of the great Rishonim. So people need to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, שיפתח ליבנו בסרוסוי ויוסם בליבנו אהבוסו וירוסוי. And I think we find no other brocha, no other tefillah in which we have so much pathos and passion as Avu Rabba. Ovinu, Avu Rachamon, Hamarachem, Racham Melenu. I cannot recall any other tefillah brocha in which four times we invoke Rachamim. When we say Ovinu, Avu Rachamon, Hamarachem, Racham Melenu, it is as if we're on the gardom, on the, what is a gardom in English? Where people are hanged. The gallows. It's as if a person is standing in a gallows and he's crying out of desperation, out of the deepest pain, crying out, Kodesh Baruch Hu, salvage me, save me, I'm being hanged. And we say, Avinu Avarachem, and Amarachem, Rachem Oleinu. What are we asking for? The same Billy Beni Bino, Lohav and Lahaska, Lil Moid, Lalamoid, Lishma, Velasois. So these are tefillahs which HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits to hear, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misavel, Tfilos, and Shal Tzadikim. So the Memtes Yemei Sfira are like a ladder which has 49 steps, 49 shlavim. And there's 40 centimeters between one and the other. So it's a foot and a half, and it's really hard climbing. Each step demands a great effort. And we go from one step to the other, another one and another one. And those are Memchas Volim Shetoyle Nikneis Be'em. We're almost there. And then the person lifts their eyes, and Chashchuenov, the upper rung is missing. And he can go no further. He looks down, and he's terrified. Going down would be far more dangerous and difficult than going up, and we've came such a long way. So what do I do now? And then he screams and cries out of desperation, is anybody up there? You know, please, give me your hand. Give me a rope. Help me up. I've come so far. But the highest rung is missing, and we just can't continue. We're so close, and we're so far away. We're so close, but we can't continue. So the first 48 days are Memchas Vorm Shetoyle Nikneis Be'em. They're all right. The Maral and the Besol Salamta and the Berel Apian and the Chiddush Shalim, definitely. 48 Keneged 48. What's 49? That's the second eitz of Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Yevakesh Memisha Chochma Shaloi. And then we cry out of desperation. And then, Doidi Sholach Yodoi Menachor, the Maya Yomolo. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a helping hand, and he brings us up. And that is what Rabbi Shua ben Chananya says. Ya Rabbi Yeshiva V'yamayit B'schoyra, Yamayit Yevakesh Memisha Choch Mishalom. I do not mean to say that you start davening Erev Shavuos. No. It's just symbolic. These are numbers. This is symbolic. But the 49th day teaches us that Yevakesh Memisha Choch Mishaloi. Toyle Niknes B'Memches Dvorim. But all those Memches fit into Yarbe B'Yeshiva V'Yemayit B'Schoira. Day 49 is Yevakesh Memisha Choch Mishaloi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should fulfill our prayers, and we should be Zoicha to Kabbalas HaToyle and to Ahavas Toyle. V'Sem B'Libeni Binu. לאהוב אין להסקל, ללמוד, ללמוד, נשמע ולעסס, או לקיים, אז כל דברי סלמוד, תורסך או ביערו. ושל בזרח הבקורה בימינו, תישוע סיסרור, תובי אז גאול צדק, בניין ביס המקדוש, as we say every night, לחס ויסרורים, הוא רחם אנו יחזלנו, אביז ביס המקדוש, במהירו, אמן סלו, במהירו ויומינו, אמן.
Der Ruf stand mit ins Mare.
Ach, schön.